Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, a new report commissioned jointly by Farm Journal Foundation and the American Farm Bureau Federation examines how more public spending on agricultural research is needed to meet the rising global demand for food. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Scott Bennett says there are five USDA agencies funded to conduct agriculture research and development.
The Agricultural Research Service, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, the Forest Service, the Economic Research Service, and the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Between these five agencies, there's about $4.2 billion for agricultural research, compared to a similar $4.1 billion 11 years ago in 2010.
Bennett says the United States could lose its competitive advantage in agricultural production and exports because of stagnant public research funding.
Other countries are boosting their public investment in agriculture. China became the largest funder of public agricultural research and development globally in 2009, with their funding increasing significantly since then. India and Brazil have also recently increased their public agricultural research and development funding. It is imperative that we increase our public research so our farmers have the latest and greatest tools in order to feed the world.
Bennett says focusing research in six specific areas would best benefit farmers and ranchers.
Crop breeding, crop protection, animal health, animal disease, and foodborne illness. Fifth is climate research. And last but not least, food and agricultural supply chains. Shocks like COVID-19 expose vulnerabilities in our food systems. Research on handling of pandemic within the agricultural sector is currently very limited since they occur infrequently. More investment is needed to improve supply chain resilience.
You can find the full report at fb.org. The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently amended their policy to include an effort focused on ending hunger within the United States. NASDA President Ryan Quarles says between his personal interest and the unprecedented need due to the pandemic spurred the organization to address food insecurity.
It's so important that we look at those who are experiencing food insecurity and hunger during a global pandemic. And as an agricultural organization, we are literally charged with the task of feeding America and the rest of the world.
California Secretary of Agriculture Karen Ross and Maine Commissioner of Agriculture Amanda Beal sponsored the policy amendment. Quarles added NASDA strongly believes that state departments of agriculture can and already are playing a pivotal role in reducing hunger in America.
There's a lot of opportunity out there for producers across America to address food insecurity, and in many ways, we're already doing it. We have programs out there where food coming from American farmers is being purchased or donated directly to food pantries or for those in need.
NASDA adopted its stance on addressing hunger in the United States at the 2021 Winter Policy Conference in February. Between the years 2017 and 2020, Ames, Iowa-based Calcium Products conducted trials to evaluate the effect of 98G maintenance application rate on corn yield. 98G is a highly reactive liming material because it is made from 98% pure calcitic limestone and ground to an ultra-fine powder before it's pelletized. 98G pellets are engineered and manufactured to a specific size and hardness so that the pellets handle well and spread uniformly, yet break down in the field to change soil pH. Andrew Hoiberg is Vice President of Research and Development at Calcium Products. He says that during a series of 13 replicated trials in six states, a 98G maintenance rate was used to neutralize the acidifying effects of nitrogen fertilizer and was generally 200 to 300 pounds per acre.
So we started back in 2017 doing some trials with the maintenance rates. You know, this is a relatively new thing for us thinking about liming applications this way, but we really do think that maintenance is kind of the wave of the future in terms of liming. And so we started in 2017. Looking at different trials with the maintenance rates of 98G. We fast forward now to 2020. We've got 13 replicated trial sites in eight different counties throughout the Midwest. And as of today, we're seeing a 11.8 bushel per acre return versus the untreated control.
Hoiberg says all trials were spring broadcast applications. Similar responses would be expected for fall application.
Even with these smaller application rates, we're seeing a nice return on investment, of course, especially with corn headed where it is right now, really treating this more like a fertilizer application than a traditional liming application. So again, that's 200 to 300 pounds. We're seeing an 11.8 bushel per acre return versus the untreated control.
To view the research brief from Calcium Products, you can visit online at www.calciumproducts.com. Well, farm tractor unit sales rose 41% in February compared to the same time last year. Kurt Blades is a senior vice president of agriculture services and forestry with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. He says February's solid growth continued a positive trend for tractor sales that began in 2020.
We continue to be really pleased with the tractor combine numbers. For the last 12 months, basically, starting with April of last year, we've seen solid numbers month over month, year over year, across pretty much every sector, every category of tractors in the United States. The tractor sales have been driven largely by small tractors under 40 horsepower. That's been really the brightest spot. But later on in the year, the row crop tractors also started to take off, as well as the combines holding their own, and even articulated four-wheel drive tractors. So it's been pretty good across the board.
He says AEM was surprised at how well equipment sold despite the overall economic challenges brought on by COVID-19.
We were talking to some members early on about this time last year. They said there was a time in March, probably about this time last year, where sales just stopped. And like everything in the economy, everything stopped for about 2 weeks. As a result, our March numbers last year saw a little bit of a step backwards. But then they came back strong in April and May and June, and it continued on. We kept looking at it and saying, well, I don't know what's back behind this. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it continued to be strong.
COVID-19 might have played a role in the surge of smaller implement sales.
A whole lot of yard tractors, small acreage tractors, hobby farm. If you look at the overall economy, there are certain sectors that have done remarkably well. Home improvement items have done particularly well. Luxury items have gone particularly well. Cars have gone particularly well. And basically what it amounts to is that folks that normally may spend some of their disposable income on a vacation or a nice dinner somewhere have been reinvesting in their homes and reinvesting in other things. And fortunately, the small tractor market, oftentimes for those non-farmers, falls into that category as nice, I don't know what to call it, luxury good, but certainly been able to take advantage of that sort of COVID bump, if you will, over the last couple of months.
Blades is optimistic about agriculture and equipment sales heading further into 2021.
Obviously, the strong farm economy, we love that because that means the farmers are making money and they're wanting to invest in their capital goods. But what I get really excited about is it seems like there's some new demand out there to take advantage of the new technology, whether that's new technology in planters or some great new planters out there, new technology in harvesting equipment, fantastic new features and new models, or whether it's upgrading to the latest tractors with maybe some additional precision ag capabilities or more efficient engines or other things like that. That to me is where it's really exciting because that's an indication of what the future is going to hold for us.
Again, that's Kurt Blades of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. And that's going to do it for another edition of American Ag Today here on this Thursday morning. We thank you so much for tuning in with us here for another edition of the program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.